The next bracha that we're up to in Nesach Ashkenaz is the bracha of Shasa Likol Tzarki. Now really, the Gemara in Brachas Tafsamach, when it brings the Seder of the brachas, it first puts the bracha of Hamech Mitzadigover, and then Shasa Likol Tzarki. And this is the Nesach that the Sfaradim and the Nesach Sfarad have, that the bracha of Hamech Mitzadigover is before the bracha of Shasali Kol Tzarki. Not like Nesach Ashkenaz, where now the bracha of Shasali Kol Tzarki is before the bracha of Hamech Mitzadigover. It has to be explained, why is it that it got changed? So I saw a pshat. The reason is the bracha of Shasali Kol Tzarki, as we'll explain soon why, refers, as the Gemara says, somebody makes it when he puts on his shoes. In the times of Chazal, people wore their shoes when they went outside. Not necessarily did they wear them inside. The Gemara says, G'nayo tamachok m'sheilof yachav b'shuk. In the shuk, people wore their shoes. Indoors or even in the chatzar, not necessarily did people wear their shoes. Therefore, in the times of the Chazal, they made the bracha of Hamech Mitzadigover first, because Hashem prepares the way of a person, even if he's not going to the shuk, he has to make that bracha. But the bracha of Shasali Kol Tzarki they only made later on, as they started going to the shuk. Masha'enkin, nowadays where it came, the days of the Rebbe Masada, the Siddur, that it came that everybody wears their shoes, even inside, therefore we make the bracha of Shasali Kol Tzarki before we make the bracha of Hamech Mitzadigover, because we're already going on we're already wearing the shoes before we go on our way anywhere. Fizek could be moving a little bit why we make this bracha of Shasa Li Kol Tzarki and we don't say Shasa Lono Kol Tzarkenu and the bracha of shoes. Because when the bracha was in this, when the Chazal were massacring this bracha in the times of the Gemara, not everybody was wearing shoes. Somebody didn't go to the shuk, somebody that worked at home, like many people did, a chayit, a tailor, or somebody had a little shop in his house, or was a craftsman and worked from his house, not necessarily did he go out. Or even the farmer, there was months that they didn't work. Not necessarily did they go out, not necessarily did they wear their shoes. Therefore, it wasn't something that was used by everybody daily. Therefore, not necessarily did we say Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki. Not Li Kol Tzarki, but we say Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki. Shimon Schwab adds a reason why we say Li and not Lanu. And he explains that it resembles the attitude that we're supposed to have. That when we're referring to oneself, a person is always supposed to say that he has enough. There's a middle of hestapkus, a person has enough, he doesn't need anymore. But that's good when a person is dealing with himself. When a person is talking in regard to dealing with others, what others' needs are, helping others, a person is never supposed to have the attitude that Yadam has enough. That is the attitude that's always supposed to be. What else he can do for Yadam? What else can be done for him? And he doesn't have enough. That's why we always say Shasa Li Kol Tzarki, because we look at it always as you have enough, but we never look at it as somebody else has enough. We're always there looking out for somebody else or helping somebody else at the time. I was wanting, no matter how much we think he might have, we're never supposed to go to the attitude that he has enough already. Now why do we make the bracha of Shasa Li Kol Tzarki? Why don't we make a bracha that Hashem gave us shoes? Straight, like we say, Malbush Arum. Furthermore, what does Shasali Kol Tzarki have to do with wearing your shoes? So the Midrash says that when a person's barefoot, he can't go to the marketplace and do the tzach of a tzach of Meisei. It's muddy outside, or in the olden days, there was loose gravel on the ground, so a person could hurt himself if he was walking. A person couldn't necessarily go everywhere without shoes. Therefore, now that a person has shoes, he's able to go wherever he needs and able to do everything that needs to be done. So these shoes give him the ability to do all his needs. So to appreciate this, we say this bracha Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki. That the Shalom brings from the Marshal, and the Goyim in bracha says similar, a different pshat. That there's four levels of creations. There's Daimon, that's the rock. there's tzemeach, plants, vegetation. There's balchai, the animal, and then there's medabra, the human being. Hashem put the person on top of all the other levels. Did they bring a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Ches, that the pasuk says, "Ma'anish kisiv gerenu v'anodim kisiv gedenu." Hashem put him a meishel on the meishel yadayim that he made. Kol shato tachas raglav. Hashem put everything underneath his feet. Tzayin of alafim kulam, that refers to the different types of animals. So Hashem put the person in charge to control, to rule over all the animals. What is the mashal of that? Kol shato tachas raglav. That everything was put under his feet. These are the shoes that a person wears. The fact that a person wears shoes made out of, as the next pasuk says, they're made out of different animals. A person wears shoes made out of animals. Leather that comes from animals. That's the vise, the proof that a person is the ruler over all other creations. Therefore, when we put on shoes, we make this bracha of Shasali called Tzarki. Because it's not only referring to the shoes, but the shoes are the remez, the proof that a person has everything that he needs, because Hashem put him in charge of all other types of creation. And the Gaon says, that's why we say in Lashon Avar, Sha'asa. We don't say like all the other ones, Lashon Hayv, but we say Sha'asa, Hashem made it ready. Because it's not really referring specifically to the shoes that we're wearing now. But it's the way Hashem created the world. Hashem created the world with the person being the master, the ruler over all other forms of creation, everything that was else that was created. Therefore, we say Sha'asa li kol tzarki. The next brach we make is Hameichem etzadei gavur, which literally means Hashem prepares the ways of a person. The Hashem. Hashem helps a person go the way he wants. So the way that a person wants to go was prepared for him by Hashem. Hashem helps him go on his way. The Chofetz Chaim says, since Hashem sets up and prepares for us the way that we go, therefore it's incumbent upon us to go only in the ways of Hashem, that Hashem wants us to go, to do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, but not chas v'shalom. To use it to go somewhere else where Hashem doesn't want it to go. We're taking the preparation of Hashem, so to speak, and throwing it back in his face and using it for not proper purposes. The next two brachas that we make of Eizei Yisrael B'Gvura and Eitei Yisrael B'Safaro, the Rishayim explain that they have to be things that are specific for Klal Yisrael. That because we say Yisrael, they're not brachas that are for all the nations. Meaning, the malus of these two things, of Eizer Yisrael and Eizer, are malus that are only for Klal Yisrael. An explanation for this is, Eizer Yisrael B'Gvura is the Gemara brachas that Samach says, Ki Asa Hemnei Leim Abarach Eizer Yisrael B'Gvura. So what's this Hemnei is Machlekes Rishayim, the Ravid with the Rambam. The Ravid says, it means b'knesayim, meaning in the olden days they wore robes, and theoretically a person can wear a robe with nothing underneath it. But because of this, of Leir B'chayim B'z Davar, Klai Yisrael was naik to wear underneath the robe of b'knesayim, of pants. So because of this, we say, Eizer Yisrael B'gvura. It's a mile of Yisrael that Yisrael has this halacha of Leir B'chayim B'z Davar, this midot tznias, and therefore it's only Yisrael. The Rambam learns it's going on the belt, that we wear also, they didn't need the belt to hold up the pants, but it was made for hefsik, to be mafsik between the lev and the erva. This is also something that only Klai Yisrael has, therefore we make a bracha of Oizir Yisrael B'Gvura. Mishav Shofal Hirsch and Mishav Shofal Pinkus explain that merubas in this Oizir Yisrael B'Gvura in this belt of the hefsek pinim and arva is this. It's merubas on the two chalakim of a guf, the chelik elyon, the chelik tachton. The chelik elyon resembles the chelik haruchni, the chelik tachton resembles the chelik gashmi. The lev is the neshama, is the ruchnius, the arva is the gashmius. And we're saying that the gashem can't override the ruach. I mean, a person has to be in control to make sure that his chelik habahamis, his chelik gashmius, doesn't overtake his chelik ruchni, and remains true and faithful the way he's supposed to be with his ruchnius. And Adraham of Hakert, the chelik ruchni is supposed to overtake the chelik gashmi. It's supposed to be the upper chelik, the stronger, the chelik that's meishal in it. Shimshon Pinkas adds that this is a milo that only Yisrael have, because Goyim don't have this inyan of chelik haruchni. And the Fakert of Malachim, Punk Fakert of Malachim, don't even have the Chelik HaGashmi. And they're left only with the Chelik HaRuchni. And therefore they don't have this idea of separating between the Chelik HaRuchni and the Chelik HaGashmi. Now, why do we say Ozu Yisrael B'Gvura? The Chara, we should just say Ozu Yisrael. Where is the Gvura? So the Rishonim explain in this two reasons. Number one, Gvura is that Ayis was called Gvura because it was the derech to hold the belt, and the belt the weapons. Therefore, the belt is considered the Gvura. The Rebbe Yochar adds another chat, and he says, the Chazal said, Akel HaGadol HaGibor, in davening, came along the Nevi'im and had a kasha. They saw the Beis HaMikdash was Nesraf. And they said, where's the Gvuras of Hashem? And they took it out, so the Anshikas Sagdala came and reinstated to say, Hakel HaGadol HaGibor V'Hanoro. The beer of this is that we say about Hashem, he's Nezer V'Gvura. That the Gvura of Hashem, that Hashem is Nezer with, is through the Kiyum Mitzvahs of Klai Yisrael. When Klai Yisrael is Mekayim the Mitzvahs properly, that's what gives the HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way that he acts in Gvura that comes when Klal Yisrael is Oyvid Hashem, and therefore we say Oyzer Yisrael B'Gvura, because so to speak Hashem is Oyzer, he ties himself up Nezer B'Gvura, he's tied up with the Gvura. What's this Gvura of Klal Yisrael doing what they're supposed to be doing, the mitzvahs of Ma'asim Tovim, Klal Yisrael is acting the correct way, that's when we say Nezer B'Gvura, that's when we have Oyzer Yisrael B'Gvura, that's the Gvura of Hashem. So when Klai Yisrael does the Gvura of being Kavish their Yetzer, Ezeo Gibar Kavish is Yetzer, and Klai Yisrael uses their Gvura, then Hashem is Nezer B'Gvura, and Hashem acts with Gvura Kapit Umas Ha'olam. But when Hashem does, when Klai Yisrael does not act the way they're supposed to, then it's missing, so to speak, as the Nevi'im said, Hechnein Gvurais, Vainein Gvurais, where's the Gvura of Hashem? That's the Bracha of Ezeo Yisrael B'Gvura. Now the next bracha of Ayiz Ayte Yisrael B'Zafar we make when we wear something in our heads. The Pshat Shavarish explains this is a hemshich of what we just said in Ayiz Yisrael B'Gvura, that even though we said that the Chelik HaRuchni, the Lev, the Makshava, is supposed to be shalad on the Chelik HaGashmi, but it has to be with the purpose of Avaydis Hashem that there should be Yir Shemaim. Ayiz Yisrael B'Zafar is not stam the wearing of a hat, but it's the Yir Shemaim that we have, the Kisa that the Kisa HaRosh resembles. And the Kisei HaRosh that a Yid has, that a guy doesn't have, but it's for the Kisei HaRosh of Yerushalayim, that's the reason we make this bracha of Oita Yisrael B'Sefara. Now why is it called B'Sefara? So the Rebbe Yochar says that the reason is because Klai Yisrael, it's based on the Pasuk in Eov, that Eov said, had he had proper his friends, he would make them B'Sefara, he would make it a crown to pride himself with them. So too, he brings from the Cholis, that Klai Yisrael is in the Keser of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a Tiferes for Klai Yisrael, Echad Hashem is a Tiferes for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem doesn't need it, but as a Tiferes for Klai Yisrael, Klai Yisrael in the, this Eiter. Now the Rif learned that not everybody makes this Bracha, but the way the Mefarshim HaMasbid, the Rif that's Mashmet this Bracha, the reason is, because the Gemara says, Kippara Sudra Al-Reshe, and the Sudra was the Begad of a Talmud Chacham. That only the Talmud Chacham, when he wrote, were the special Begad for Talmud Chacham, made this Bracha of Ayte Yisrael B'Safara. And this could be the beer of it, that the Tiferes comes from the Talmud Chacham, that is the Tiferes. The beggar of the Talmud Chacham is the Sifara. That's why it's called the Sifara, because it's the beggar of the Talmud Chacham. Now, the Reb Shimon Schwab says that the minhag in Frankfurt is that at Tisha B'av, they don't wear tefillin until mincha, they make this bracha a mincha. Because the tefillin is, to an extent, the tifara, pa'er chacham v'shalecha, the tefillin is the pa'er of Klal Yisrael, therefore, that we wear in our heads. Therefore, when we don't wear this tefillin in the morning, we don't make this bracha in the morning, they wait till mincha time. The last bracha we're going to do today is the bracha of Hanaisin Ayoyev Kayach, that Hashem gives to the worn out person, the tired person, Kayach. So the Farshim asked multiple questions. First of all, we just had these last few brachas, or brachas only of Klal Yisrael. Nice Layev Kayach seems to be a bracha for everybody, so its place should be earlier. And also, the Chayr, it's a repeat of what we said. In the Chesed of Hashem, that Hashem's Maxim and Shamas of Gar may sin, that we brought down Chadashim of Karim Rabbim and the Sechel from the Medrash, that Hashem refreshes the Neshama every day, which would be simple meaning. So what's being added over here with this bracha? And furthermore, this bracha does not come from the Gemara, but it came from the Rabbanus of Eroi. Therefore, there were still those that said not to say it. What's the pshat in this that the Gemara didn't say it, and why the Rabbanus of Eroi felt fit to be misak in this bracha? So Shimon Shua points out that this bracha comes from a pasuk. The Lashon HaBracha comes from a pasuk in Yishai, Kapitul Mem, pasuk of Tes, that the pasuk says, "Nais v'yayav koyach, ulein oinim otzma, yarbe." That the pasuk over there is talking about Golos. That Mishaya is telling Chizkiyahu that Klal Yisrael is going to go into Golos. And he tells him that Hashem will give Klal Yisrael koyach for the tiredness. And the Radak explains it means the tiredness of Golos, that they're worn out from the Golos, an emotional worn outness, so to speak, that they're worn out from the Golos. And Hashem will give them Kayach to pull through, to last through the Golos. The Chassid Yavitz writes that it's a bigger nace, this, the Klal Yisrael last in Golos, because the Achaz Ben Shiv Mu'undim Nois, more than all the nace of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The nace of Klal Yisrael in Golos, that we are able to pull through, that we have the strength and the ability to pull through, is a Maradik Anais. This needs special kayak from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to pull through it. It's for this reason that we make this bracha, Hanais Anayayav Kayach. It's not talking about the physical strength to live through the day that everybody has to make, but it's a Nais that Klai Yisrael and Golos Tavko with an Arichas HaGolos, and that's why it wasn't always around, but when the Rabban Saveroi saw how hard and long the Golos is, that they started to be misaken it, that the bracha that we make to take Hashem, that it gives us the Kayach to pull through this Golos.